relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Don't take this the wrong way. It's far too easy to just write off my question as being rhetorical. But it's not. And the question is this. When are we going to get serious? I don't care what you call yourself. I don't really like labels. I don't know. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a member of the GOP. I have conservative values. I was born in another country, grew up under Margaret Thatcher, who for me was an amazing statesman. I looked across the Atlantic to Ronald Reagan, was inspired, and now I'm an American, a legal American. If you want to call me something, conservative is fine, but we should have a big tent, whatever it is. Even those crazy libertarians will let them into the tent now and again. But when are we going to get serious? What do I mean by that? So I was here in the studio yesterday, and somebody from Politico somehow gets my phone number. And they text me asking me to comment on a news item, on a letter that had been sent by the White House to a former Trump appointee who, after the last election, was a member of the visitors board at one of our military academies, like West Point, like the Naval Academy. And he received a letter from the White House Office of Personnel under Joe Biden, demanding that that individual resign his position on the board of that academy by midnight of last night. If he did not resign his membership of the board of that military academy, he would be removed from that position. Now, the individual concerned, you've probably never heard of him, it doesn't matter, was very succinct in his response. He said, my term lasts for three... No, he said, no! My term lasts for 3 years, which is correct. A presidential appointee, in that case, is a member of that board for 3 years. Politico sent me that tweet and asked me to comment. whether I'd received a letter from the Biden White House asking me to resign from my current position on the Pentagon's National Security Education Board, the NSEB. I am a two-time presidential appointee. I worked in the White House for President Trump as his strategist. And God bless him. He rewarded me. He recognized my service to him in the White House a few months before the election by appointing me as a presidential appointee to the National Security Education Board, overseeing aspects of the Pentagon's education. I have not received a letter from the Biden administration because, according to lawyers I have spoken to, the board I'm on is so elevated that Biden would have to change the legislation that created it to get rid of any conservatives. And maybe he doesn't have balls to do that. But here was my reply to the Politico reporter, which somehow made it into the Daily Mail. Somebody from the UK sent me my quote to the Politico reporter, asking me for comment. I said, and I hope he quoted it, and he did, "Hey, cuck boy, go lick some Democrats' boots." And the cretin published it. I was delightful to hear the Politico publish my comments calling their reporter a cuckold. Now, it turns out that my buddy, my former White House colleague, Sean Spicer, former presidential press secretary, is also on an Academy visitors board, this time the Naval Academy, which is absolutely apposite because, if you don't know, Sean is a commander in the U.S. Naval Reserves. He has been serving this nation in the armed forces for 22 years. God bless you, Sean. And he was also asked to resign by midnight of last night. And he's not going to either. We'll play what he responded to the White House on the opening of his show on Newsmax yesterday. He told me, "Tune in, Seb, you want to tune in for the opening?" And I did. And also, you have to hear what Jen Psaki... Has she ever worn a uniform of anybody's army? I mean, the Soviet... I know she wore that Soviet hat when she was in Moscow. That's the closest she's gotten to wearing a military uniform is wearing a pink Russian Army Soviet communist hat with the communist emblem on it. And she had the audacity, the barefaced effrontery, to say that Sean Spicer wasn't qualified to be on the board and that's why he was going to resign or be fired. Who the hell do you think you are, you propagandistic communist? You pathetic excuse for an American. How dare you question the integrity and the qualifications of Sean Spicer, who has more honor and qualifications in his pinky finger than you have in your whole fetid body. And don't worry, Sean's a big boy. He'll deal with it. I'm ready. Bring it, because I'll sue you into the ground. Under what authority? Under what authority do you abnegate a four-year presidential nomination? Go to hell, Biden, Psaki, and all you corrupt, un-American hacks. But here's the real question, dear friend. No Republican president in history has ever done what Biden just did. These boards are created to be bipartisan, politically neutral. Like a board, just to, you know, have people of every flavor there to help that institution, whether it's West Point, whether it's the Naval Academy in Annapolis, whatever it is, whether it's the NSEB where I serve, to represent America. Not some communistic reflection of the Democrat Party's regime. No Republican has ever taken revenge on his last presidential incumbents' appointments ever. Maybe it is time we started, don't you think? Because guess what? We're playing checkers and they're pulling a gun on us. When
are we going to get serious about our politics? When are we going to play hardball? And I pray every day, and I think it's imminent, that my old boss Donald Trump is going to announce his campaign to come back into the White House. And if he does, and if they don't steal that election, we have got to get a flamethrower out. We have got to turn the corrupt bureaucracy into a sheet of glass so that America is democratic, is representative, is a republic once more. It's time to get serious. Enough of the cowards, enough of the cuckolds, enough of the rhinos. Are you with me? Time to take back America. One election at a time, one school board at a time, one presidential election at a time. What are you doing about it? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our phone number, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, just outside the stinking, fetid, putrid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that relieved me of a 9-year, almost decade-long lower back problem that had plagued me, and nothing worked until I tried Relief Factor. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. Here's Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words. The pain is gone. Should be catalytic enough for you to decide to try this incredible product. There's only one way to find out if you could be the next Debron. It's to order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Go today, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. It costs just $19.95 for the 3-week quick starter pack. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, pretty much the only thing is liberated from your pain. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. What have you got to lose except the suffering? 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say, not on this show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, 3 million listeners. Guys, if you like the show, you're going to love our new podcast. It's America First, one-on-one, where we go deep dive with the big guests, including President Trump. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Look for America First, one-on-one. Subscribe today. It's free. You won't regret it. Now we're going to go to one of our favorite websites. It's Ben Domenech and Steve Davis's The Federalist. And we have a new guest from The Federalist. She is executive editor Joy Pullman. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thanks for asking me.
So, guys, you've got to follow this lady on Twitter, at Joy Pullman. You've got to read her articles at The Federalist. You've got to bookmark The Federalist. First things first, I couldn't believe the article you just published, as if Parler... it wasn't a lesson enough for everybody. Could you tell us what the latest intricate development is with Amazon, their web services, and sites like Patreon and Substack, Joy?
Well, I mean, put it simply, Amazon Web Services is a web hosting service that controls 40% of the internet in the world. And they reportedly host the supposedly independent sites Patreon and Substack, which are basically kind of ways, you know, ideally for independent creators to find an audience and get paid from them. I think most listeners would be familiar at least with one of those two. Well, anyway, Reuters reported last week before Labor Day weekend that the company basically is planning to do a content crackdown to, you know, more strictly enforce basically their thought police policies. And, of course, that would put sites like those in the crosshairs.
So we're not talking about trying to identify and track child pornography or jihadi terrorists. What are we talking about here, Joy?
Well, I mean, we've seen Amazon do this before. So as you mentioned, they were infamously the folks who kicked, you know, Parler off. And they also have been behind a number of other significant deplatformings, just like Twitter, just like Facebook. Basically, you know, what we see is that when Internet giants get too much control over speech, they use it to shut people down.
Right. Absolutely. And guys, if you haven't learned the lesson yet, if you're a conservative who's building or built some kind of platform, if you're using Amazon, you might as well just burn your money instead. We're going to post that story on our Twitter and Facebook pages. You've got to read it. Let's move to another one. It's a fabulous, fabulous headline. I'm just going to read it. The left's hysteria about kids and COVID is much worse than QAnon. I've been saying it every day here on this show. How is it, Joy, and maybe you can't answer this question, how is it that parents don't actually take 30 seconds to look at the actual figures for COVID, for children and mortality rates, but still mask their progeny? What is going on in America?
I mean, well, if you just look at polls, people basically believe the false information about COVID. So, you know, people believe that, you know, 50% of people who get it go to the hospital.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in the single digits. You know, they believe, you know, very wildly, wildly, crazily inflated, you know, death statistics. And so people just, I mean, so people have been manipulated, you know, they have been scared on purpose by the media industrial complex in order to herd our entire society into Chinese-style social credit control. I mean, we were just talking about Amazon, right? This is all, you know, all of these things work together to give outside influences control over whether we can even work, buy, or sell, where we can go. I mean, it sounds crazy. I can't believe we're living in this, but, you know, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. I kind of feel like we're living in the inside the Salem witch trials right now. And, no, I mean, all of the things are present and not very many and not enough people are raising the alarm.
Yeah, I love this phrase. I've just written it down. I'm going to use it in the future. Credit it to you. The media industrial complex. We could talk to Joy Pullman of The Federalist. And I look at the top of your Twitter feed and you're about to publish a podcast interview where you you label wokeness as a mental illness. I want everybody to listen to that interview. But please, would you expand upon it for our listeners here in America First?
Oh, sure. I mean, I actually really wanted to be that. So we're talking about things that I think are more clearly cut. You know, COVID data is what it is. But I wanted to be more careful with the mental, illness issue because I don't want to politicize, you know, something that many, many people are challenged with. It's a complex issue. But I mean, it is. I mean, there are correlations between identity politics and mentalities that, you know, psychotherapists know create psychoses within their patients. You know, if you ever have any contact with the counseling world, with therapy, with psychological health, you know, people who are thinking in victim mentalities and other people are oppressing me, I mean, they work to get people out of those ideologies. And so the converse is also true. If you use those politically and teach, I mean, you're basically what the left does is uses its victim ideology to impose psychoses on people. And so, I mean, I think that needs to be, you know, more talked about because it's completely unfair to, you know, put people into mentally bad places in order to gain control over their lives. And we have an entire political, you know, apparatus that basically exists to do just that.
In all of your research and your writing, and this is the question we struggle with every day here, how much have you identified some nefarious centralized conspiracy? Or is it just that these people, the Democrats, the Faucis of the world, the media industrial complex, they're just massively risk averse and also they just want to accrue more and more power? So it's a cultural attitude, not a conspiracy. Have you come to a final conclusion as to which it is?
I mean, I don't think it necessarily has to be an either or, but
yes.
I do talk them, you know, the vast majority of these dynamics that we've been talking about for this past couple minutes just to human nature. Human nature is deeply flawed, you know, and our founders knew that, and that's why they wanted to severely limit government. So we have, in the centuries after their greatness, really destroyed those checks and balances that would hold, you know, back people, mobs, and manias from overtaking society, and we are suffering the consequences.
Yeah, we are. Read that article as well. We're posting it. The left hysteria about kids and COVID is much worse than QAnon. She's Joy Pullman, executive editor at The Federalist. Check them out also every single day. Thank you, Joy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'm a meatitarian, guys. You know me, Dr. G. But isn't it tough to get good meat? The mystery meat. The checkout. You don't want to even unpack it when you get home because you don't know what's underneath. Go with the best. Go with what I cook. GoodRanchers.com. The juiciest steak, the juiciest chicken, even seafood and pork. If you use my URL, you'll get $20 off and free express shipping. Mouth-watering American meat. Go now. GoodRanchers.com/GORKA. Promo code Gorka at checkout. Do it today. GoodRanchers.com/GORKA.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have a chance. We could revivify, resurrect the state of New York. Randy Andy Cuomo is an unpleasant memory. And there's somebody who's running for the office of the governor who, well, if anybody can, he can. He has served this nation in uniform as a lieutenant colonel in the army. He's now a congressman on Capitol Hill for the 1st District of New York. And we are delighted to have him back on America First. Congressman Lee Zeldin, welcome back.
Hey, Seb. Great to be with you.
So much to discuss. Great to have you open the second hour of the show. First things first, I don't know if this is tough for you to comment on with your reserve status and everything else, but yeah, I'm touched by this as a member, a presidential appointee to the Pentagon's National Security Education Board. My buddy Sean Spicer got a letter yesterday trying to force him to resign from the Board of Visitors for the Annapolis Naval Academy. West Point board members are being threatened by the Biden administration. Your reaction to what should be totally apolitical, bipartisan boards helping to run our military's academies?
Well, first off, it's important to point out that Sean has served in our military.
Yes.
He has worn the uniform. He is a proud Navy man with experience at tactical, operational, and strategic levels. He brings all of the right ingredients and perspectives. And what's ironic about the announcement is that Jen Psaki states that their decisions aren't going to be based off of party registration. Well, then why are you getting rid of somebody with that kind of experience like Sean has, who, you know, pours his heart into it, dedicated? You know, he's not doing that for prestige or money or title. He's just doing it to give back. The other element of this that I'm greatly concerned about is this desire to socially engineer the military. And I signed up for the Army ROTC when I was 18 years old in 1998.
Wow.
I served on active duty from 2003 to 2007. I've been in the reserve since 2007 and still drill today. Wearing my hat as a member of Congress, putting aside my hat as a member of the military, but wearing my hat as a member of Congress, I am very active in ensuring that our military is focused on accomplishing one mission above all else, and that is protecting our nation, our national defense, protecting our safety, our homeland, and they just need to be given every last possible tool that they need to do that mission. And when they get distracted on other issues to fix, to fit into domestic political agendas, that is a distraction that is time, energy spent, focus spent away from what matters most. So that's the other piece of this, is a concern that the Biden administration is trying to put appointees that fit their agenda, their mission of, in some respects, we're seeing socially engineer the military and take away that focus from just winning wars when necessary to protect our national defense.
Yeah, we've had enough, Mark Milley's. We need to get back to a military that isn't infested with wokeism, but is just made up of warfighters. Follow this man on Twitter at Rep. Lee Zeldin, also zeldin.house.gov. Staying on the issue of national security, we have a mind-numbing clip here, a short clip from our chief diplomat, this beta male, Tony Blinken, who's surprised that the Taliban aren't all pride flags and equity. Cut seven, play cut.
Yesterday, the Taliban named a new interim government. We're assessing the announcement, but despite professing that a new government would be inclusive, the announced list of names consists exclusively of individuals who are members of the Taliban or their close associates, and no women.
You're a military intelligence professional. Were you or any of your colleagues surprised that there weren't representatives of the LGBT community, any women in the Taliban regime? And isn't it strange that Tony Blinken forgot to mention that four of the cabinet members are Taliban terrorists that Obama released, Congressman?
Well, there's a lot there to unpack, and the reality is that this Taliban terrorist group would throw a member of the LGBT community off of a rooftop to their death before they're going to be appointed to a cabinet. And the other thing, too, that really requires some serious self-reflection by the secretary and others in this administration is that when the Taliban and others who are America's adversaries would play that clip that you just played, at the end of it, they would then start laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
Like, they can't believe that this is where the focus is at. I mean, our important approach to foreign policy, and we saw this for 4 years during the Trump administration, is that we should be understanding our enemies do not respect weakness, they only respect strength. And that we have to be strong and consistent, willing to exercise all of our instruments of national power, militaries included, but that is the last possible option. We have it on the table because we don't want to use it. And what we just saw play out in Afghanistan with horrible planning, horrible execution, what we saw play out where we are not appropriately confronting foe, we are not working with in the correct ways our allies, totally caught them off guard, where they were all scrambling to get their citizens out, and then misleading the American public, the Secretary of State included, that all is cause for great concern. But most importantly, to really give some perspective to the Secretary, if they want to get an adequate picture of what's happening on the other end of these remarks, they are laughing their asses off at him.
Yeah, no, they are, our enemies are laughing at Blinken, Biden, Milley, and a whole lot of them as cowards and cretins. Congressman Zeldin, you have made the bold decision to try and save New York from the man who drove it into the ground. He's gone now. He's an unpleasant memory. Talk to us. We're 2 days away from the anniversary of September the 11th. What is it going to take? What is your plan for a resurrection of that great state?
So first off, I'm concerned from that public safety, homeland security component, the three-pronged attack that we're seeing from one party, Democrat rule. We were just talking about it with foreign policy. And I'm concerned about other nations and other foes trying to fill that vacuum and pushing further. And what that means with the vulnerability that exists right now at the top of our country and not being able to and willing to confront it. And then we see the crisis at our border. And then you combine that with the agenda to defund the police. And here in New York, they've enacted cashless bail. Here in New York, they're
taking
away...
Say that again. We lost you there for a second. You said what? Cashless bail, correct?
In New York State, they enacted cashless bail at the beginning of 2020. A few months later, New York City then cuts $1 billion from the NYPD budget. They're getting rid of qualified immunity. And so from the public safety standpoint, there's so much more. Support law enforcement more, not less. All levels of government should be working together more. Coordination, cooperation is a good thing. The agenda on the left is to cut off coordination and cooperation with federal law enforcement authorities. That's crazy. We also have to improve the quality of education in our schools. No school in the state of New York should have critical race theory in it. We shouldn't be getting rid of advanced academics in the name of equity. New York City is looking to get rid of honor rolls, saying that's not fair, but what we should do is be assessing the social justice achievements in place of that. There's so much more that we could be doing to ensuring that we are providing a quality education and not an indoctrination or brainwashing. And on the economic front, we need to make sure that able-bodied adults are getting back to work. It's time when there's an available job for them. The government shouldn't be incentivizing them more to stay at home rather than go back to work. We need to be fighting for our freedoms. We need to root out corruption. We need balance in power and one-party Democrat rule in Washington, D.C., in Albany here in New York, in New York City.
Yeah.
At every level here in this state, it pendulums swing, and we need it to swing back November 22.
Help this man swing that pendulum. Go to ZeldinForNewYork.com. That's ZeldinForNewYork.com. We need a patriot as governor. We've only got a couple of seconds left. Congressman Zeldin, can New York rise from the ashes like a phoenix, yes or no?
Yes, and it's actually not that hard, but voters are going to have to take that into their control, their destiny. It is your right to vote, yes. It's also your duty to vote. It is your obligation to vote. And when you have members who are going to their local gun club meeting and they're strongly, passionately supporting the same issues we do, and they're not even registered to vote,
yeah,
and they're not even voting, we need all of them to get active to save our state and to save our country.
Get engaged, New York, America. Let's save them. ZeldinForNewYork.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.